As Avram and Sarah begin their journey to the land of Israel, we are told that they brought with them as hanefesh asher asu b'charan, the person or the soul they made in Charan. And the whole phraseology of this part of the pasuk is obviously very awkward and difficult to understand. And this leads Rashi to quote the famous teaching of Chazal in the Medrash, that's an allusion to the fact that Avram megayers anashim, the Sarah megayers as hanashim. That is to say, who were these souls that Avram and Sarah brought with them on the journey? They were people who Avram and Sarah respectively had converted to the belief in Hashem, to monotheism. And they were also part of the journey. They went with Avram and Sarah and family on the way to the land of Israel. Now, in the context of our Parsha and this Rashi and this Medrash, it's clear that we are being taught this message and this teaching as a way of expressing Avram's success, his impact as a religious leader, and his devotion and love of Hashem. However, it's positive when it comes to Avram, but it raises the question, and it behooves us to investigate, that was true for Avram before Matan Torah. But is it still true now, post-Matan Torah? Is it still true even in our day? Is conversion a positive thing? Is it perhaps even a mitzvah? Or are things perhaps slightly more complicated or even ambivalent? So first, to start out, we must acknowledge that there are a number of Gemaras which seem to paint a very clear and negative attitude towards the process of conversion. For example, the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Koftes tells us that very bad things will befall those people, those Rabbanim, the Beis Din, who accept converts. And the Gemara continues and connects that to an earlier statement of Rabbi Chelbo, who says that the phenomenon, the reality of converts, of Gerim, is very difficult and painful for the Jewish people, like having some kind of a leprous sore on our skin, kisapachas. And the curiosity of the Gemara using that metaphor, notwithstanding, we'll have to leave that for another time, but it's clear that the Gemara here is conveying a negative approach and a negative attitude towards the process of accepting converts. Additionally, earlier in Masechta Yevamos, on Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara describes the process of what would happen or what should happen if a prospective convert comes to a Beis Din, comes to a rabbi and says, I want to convert. And rather than doing what we would expect Avram did, which is run, give the person a hug, accept them, teach them, rather, says the Gemara, on the contrary, we question hers and her sincerity, we want to find out what they're really motivated by, and we go to great lengths to try to dissuade them from converting by telling them how hard Jewish life is, mitzvahs are so hard, anti-Semitism is difficult, we try to talk them out of it. Eventually, if they persist and they come back and back again, so then we actually go ahead with the conversion. But it's an unmistakable impression that we get from the Gemara, clearly conveyed, that this is not a good thing. All of that, however, should be contrasted with the fact that there are a number of sources that take a much more positive view towards Gerus, and some that go so far as to even claim there's a mitzvah to accept converts. The Tashbetz, one of the later Rishonim, points to a Gemara, Masechta Yevamos, on Daf Mem Zayin, the very same Gemara that we previously saw about giving the Ger, the prospective Ger, a hard time, but nevertheless, says the Gemara, once they pass the test, they cross the threshold, and we want to actually convert them, the Gemara says, Malin Oso Miyad, referring to a male convert, we go ahead with the circumcision right away. One minute we're trying to talk him out of it, the next minute we're already starting the process of conversion. And the Gemara, recognizes the kind of whiplash here. Why are we going so fast? My time, why does it have to be right away? Says the Gemara, because this is based on a principle of shihoi mitzvah lo mashinon. We have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, we should not delay. Says the Tashbetz, it's black on white. Could not be clearer. The Gemara refers to the process of conversion as a mitzvah. In fact, applies the principle of don't delay a mitzvah. Obviously, the Gemara is assuming, as clear as can be, the actual conversion, the process, is considered a mitzvah. Certainly not a negative thing, and in fact, even a mitzvah. The Tosfos HaRosh also says the same thing. It's a mitzvah, but he uses a different proof from the fact that there is a bracha that we say before the circumcision of a ger, Shekirishano b'mitzvosav vitzivanu. In the formulation of the bracha, we state quite clearly that there is a mitzvah that we are commanded to do to be involved in this process of conversion. Yet again, we see there's a mitzvah. And what is that mitzvah to convert a person? Where does that fit in? So the Tosfos HaRosh explains, it's part of the mitzvah of loving the ger. The Torah in many places talks about the mitzvah and the obligation to be exquisitely sensitive, respectful, and even love a convert. Now, the psukim seem to be clearly talking about someone who is already converted. The chiddush of the Tosos Harash is that once a person has crossed the threshold, once they have made it clear and demonstrated their sincerity and their worthiness of conversion, then even though they're not even technically a convert yet, we can already apply the principle of Havas Ager to the prospective convert, and we are already obligated, because we love that person, to help him or her convert. Fascinating. The Ravid also suggests that there is a mitzvah, but doesn't really explain the nature of the mitzvah. But very curiously, when he asks on himself, how do I know there's a mitzvah? What's the source of the mitzvah? He quotes the pasuk in our parsha, "V'sanefesh asher asu b'charon." Now, it's not clear exactly what he means, because he doesn't elaborate on it. But many achronim point out it's difficult to understand at face value. After all, this pasuk does not seem to be a halachic source. It's a narrative, agadic piece of information. It's from Koda Matan Torah. The fact that there could be a mitzvah ledoros based on this pasuk, which the Ravid clearly is saying, is hard to understand. And even though we don't understand exactly what he means, we have to acknowledge the Ravid says it. More recently, one of the Achronim of Perlau also thinks that there's a mitzvah of accepting a ger, and he thinks it's based on the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Part of our love of Hashem is to accept converts, and it's based on a statement that the Medrash says that part of loving Hashem is bringing other people to love Hashem, and the Medrash itself quotes Avram Avinu, Shenem Arves Nefesh Asu B'charon, because Avram loved Hashem so much, he wanted more people to know Hashem, to believe in Hashem. And we have to be like Avram, and part of our love of Hashem has to bring more converts to Judaism. Lastly, Rav Menashe Klein, a very recent Achron, suggests that once a convert is interested in converting, there's a mitzvah on him to finish the job, and a mitzvah on us to help him finish the job. A really intriguing idea. So we started off by seeing sources that clearly were negative, but we then saw some very fascinating sources that are positive about conversion.